This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Governor John Hickenlooper has made it a priority to increase exports of Colorado products. He's even challenged his new Commissioner of Agriculture, John Salazar, to ramp up exports of farm goods by 40% in the next 4 years.
We believe, and the governor believes, that the state of Colorado, its ticket out of this recession is actually increasing agricultural exports.
But a stalemate in Congress over three long-pending free trade deals with Panama, Colombia, and South Korea could hamper that effort. As part of our ongoing Government and Youth series, KUNC's Kirk Sigler takes the story from here.
If you want to see how Colorado will emerge from the so-called Great Recession, at least in Governor Hickenlooper's eyes, take a trip to farm country, the vast windswept eastern plains near the Kansas border.
They're getting pretty big right now.
Farmer Brett Rutledge is tending to nearly 1,000 hogs in this barn. They'll soon be shipped out to a slaughtering facility in California.
We've got about, there's 40 pens on this side of the room. There's about 23 pigs per pen.
The hog farmers like Rutledge have looked to expand in recent years because there's a growing market overseas for Colorado-produced pork. Almost overnight, South Korea has become the state's fourth largest export market.
As their demand increases, it's going to say, okay, we want more pigs. How are you guys going to meet that demand? Well, we're going to have to expand.
And in Rutledge's mind, the lifting of tariffs on pork products coming into South Korea would make that even easier. According to the National Pork Producers Council and a study by Iowa State University, a free trade deal with that country alone would mean American farmers could fetch an extra $10 a head for every pig. In the nearby town of Yuma, some people think that would have a positive trickle-down effect to this corner of the state. See, this county's largest employer just happens to be Murphy Brown, one of the country's largest pork producers. The company's local operations manager, Jose Rojas, works out of a modest office off a busy highway on the outskirts of town.
By having this free trade agreement in place and implemented, it just makes the playing field level.
Rojas, who is also president of the Colorado Pork Producers Council, says more demand for pork abroad means more jobs at home. Local officials here figure the free trade deals might mean 10 new jobs, maybe more for Murphy Brown's local workforce of 180. That may not sound like a lot, but then again, Yuma County isn't exactly Metro Denver. The entire workforce is only 2,700 people, and most are tied to agriculture.
Agriculture is king in Yuma County.
Pat Duran is executive director of the Yuma County Economic Development Corporation.
If we improve one job or two jobs at a time, that's a big improvement for us, and we're happy to get it.
Duran says farmers around here would have liked to have seen the trade deals ratified years ago. Take South Korea's. It's been before the sharply divided Congress since 2007. There were concerns then that the agreements would lead to a loss in American jobs in other sectors, and those persist today in this still shaky economy.
The term that's used is called trade adjustment assistance.
The White House and some lawmakers, including Colorado Senator Mark Udall, are insisting that legislation to implement the three trade deals must also include millions of dollars in job training assistance programs.
We've long had trade adjustment assistance in place for our workers who lose their jobs through no fault of their own, but because of a globalizing economy.
But some conservative members of Congress say that could doom the legislation, or at the very least delay things even further. All of this waiting is leading to a growing sense of anxiousness apparent in some corners of farming-dependent Yuma. This part of the state fared slightly better than most areas during the recession, largely due to high commodity prices for crops. But if the impasse continues in Washington, that could change, says Brett Rutledge, who worries hog farmers here stand to start losing out big to their foreign counterparts.
If they get in there first, and, you know, maybe Korea might play favorites to their pork versus ours, and then there we are playing second fiddle again.
Canada, the European Union, and even Australia are expected to formally implement free trade agreements with South Korea over the summer. For KUNC, I'm Kirk Sigler.